So let's first get the basics out of the way for our audience. When is the test and what can folks expect?
Next Wednesday, November 9th at 2 p.m. Eastern time, but across the country and all states and territories, we'll have the first nationwide test. You'll hear those familiar tones on the radio, and then you'll see a scroll on the TV that indicates that the emergency activation, emergency action notification has been indicated and issued. It lasts for about 30 seconds.
Now, what is the purpose in the first place of the national EAS, and how does it build on the EAS we have now?
You know, we all are used to the monthly tests we hear on various stations. We hear the irritating beeping tone and then the test. But that is a local test. What's never happened since the beginning of EAS, or even back into the emergency broadcast system before we added cable and satellite, there's never been a test of the connectivity going out from the FEMA Operations Center to the 50, 60 primary entry point stations, and then that's supposed to cascade down to all the other stations, all the other cable systems. No one's ever tested that, so we don't know if it'll work, and the purpose of this test is to be diagnostic. We expect there probably will be some glitches. This will allow us to identify those and work on to make sure that if there was an actual emergency, that we could notify people. And you know, it's never been used before, so I'm glad that we haven't had that level of emergency. But if we did have some type of nuclear attack at the in the Capitol, or if there was a cyber attack against our power grid, the EAS system is designed to operate even when power is off. It's kind of the root way to notify the public of a problem. By the way, I heard earlier you were saying that the president will interrupt radio and TV broadcasts. Actually, you won't hear his voice. This is something that FEMA and FCC is running, so you won't actually hear it. But you will hear a voice on radio that says that this is a test.
Well, I wanted to ask about that. How were you able to develop this and get everybody to go along with it? You know, because people tend to not want to give up their turf.
That's right. Well, you know, the FCC has rules that govern the cable industry, the satellite and TV and radio broadcast. But I have to tell you, the EAS participant community, all of those groups, have really stepped forward on this test. They've gotten the word out about the test. They've worked with us over the past 2 years to get ready for the test. And I think that's because you do see among those communities a dedication to public safety and the need. I think you recognize the need to be able to get emergency information out to the public as quickly as possible in the most reliable way.
We are speaking with Jamie Barnett, the Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau Chief at the Federal Communications Commission. Now, what media are involved? You mentioned television and radio. Are any social media or online type of media part of this also?
That's actually not part of the emergency alert system. And so your cell phone, your iPad, your computer at home will not be affected by this particular test. Now, we do have systems that are going to be coming online soon. One is called the Personalized Local Alert Network. That'll be available in the near future. As a matter of fact, there's going to be a fielding of the capability in New York beginning in December, where if there was some type of alert, you could get it right on your cell phone. But that's not going to be part of the test on November 9th at 2 p.m.
You talked about this a bit. I wanted to get into it again. What people are going to hear? Will they hear the duck calls and then that this is a test of the system? Or
they will. They'll hear as you call the duck calls. I call them irritating beeps, but they definitely get people's attention. Interestingly, that actually is a data feed. That irritating noise actually wakes up the machines that switches over and issues the alert. But they'll hear that on radio. They'll hear that this is a test of the emergency alert system. On television screens, they'll see a scroll that says, it'll be a little bit arcane, but the primary entry point system has issued an emergency action notification for the United States that begins at 2 p.m. They'll see that. One of the problems that we have run across, and this is one of the reasons we wanted to have this test, is some cable systems will not be able to show anything visual that this is a test. So the scroll will show that it's an emergency action notification. broadcast stations will be able to show that the a placard or slide that says this is a test, but some cable systems will not be able to do that. So the cable industry, the networks, the broadcasters all have been great about it. They're going to run a public service announcement right before the test. Some are going to be able to do it right after the test. It says, hey, you're about to see a test. We wanted to make sure that our deaf and hard of hearing community were not alarmed, because the only thing they'll see is emergency action notification without any other information if they're watching cable. And so, and the National Association for the Deaf, the Hearing Loss Association, all the community has been great, been working with us to make sure we get the word out on this.
So how are you going to then measure the success of it?
We issued rules earlier on that require all of the various 30,000 EAS participants, the stations, the cable systems, to report back to us within 45 days. So by December 27th, we'll have great data on what's happened. But we'll know, you know, some things almost immediately that day. And we're looking forward to getting that data.
And we understand that our own station has some special role in this whole national EAS.
That's right. We appreciate that you'll be getting the word out, and other stations will be monitoring yours in order to have that cascading effect.
So that'll be 1500 a.m. at that time.
That's right.
I guess we're sort of a legacy station. This frequency has been in Washington since, I believe, 1926.
It even predates the emergency broadcast system, and Conelrad even goes back into the 1950s.
Wow.
I have to say, I find it interesting that you refer to what we call the duck calls, what you call the irritating tones.
I thought it was Amy making those sounds all these years.
That's a whole different story. But you find them, you call them irritating, but I guess that's almost a compliment. You want it to be irritating, like an alarm clock is irritating.
That's exactly right. We want you want everybody to notice what it is. And here's the thing, you know, In promoting this, making sure people know what's going on, we talked about actually using that sound, but our rules don't allow it because it's only for that purpose. I mean, we don't even really allow it to be in movies and things like that. And the reason is that these systems that are located at your station, other stations, actually they listen for that sound. When they hear it, they wake up, so to speak. It actually activates them. And that's why we can't really allow that to be used in any other than an emergency or an authorized test.